This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The stock market took a nosedive Monday as investors react to the ongoing tariff war and President Trump's remarks that he would not rule out a recession on the horizon. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to an expert for some insight on the dismay of trading.
Monday saw a large sell-off on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial and S&P 500 each dropped by more than 2% and the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite skidded by 4%. It was the worst day in an eight-day stretch during which the S&P has swung up or down by more than 1% seven times. President of Rappaport Wealth Management, Craig Rappaport, says that's mostly driven by lack of clarity on where President Trump's tariff plan is headed.
Are there tariffs? Are tariffs coming on? Are tariffs coming off? That confusion sows uncertainty. And when traders and investors are uncertain, they sell.
Investors may have been spooked after President Trump said he expects a period of transition when asked about the possibility of recession Sunday. But Rappaport does not believe one is coming.
There is nothing that suggests that a recession is on the horizon. It's a natural ebb and flow of the market and expectations, really.
Investors will be paying attention to fresh readings on the producer price index and consumer price index this week to gauge how inflation looked in February. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Three members of a gang who prosecutors say terrorized the city's Strawberry Mansion neighborhood have pleaded guilty to lesser charges in the murder of a Delaware County mother of two mistakenly killed. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
The three defendants, Dante Sutton, Jameer Brunson-Gantz, and Elijah Soto, were all part of the Big Naughty Gang. And authorities say in September of 2021, they were promised $10,000 in a murder-for-hire shooting near the Seven Star Lounge.
There was a miscommunication between the lookouts and the shooters. They ended up following the wrong vehicles leaving that club.
Assistant District Attorney Joe Lanuti.
The BNG members all fired upon that vehicle. There were at least, based on ballistic evidence, 49 shots fired at that vehicle.
Inside was Chandra Jones, who was killed, and her two friends who were injured. Through a lengthy investigation, officials charged Sutton, Brunson-Gantz, and Soto with her murder and that of 19-year-old Jordan Murray, who was killed earlier that month over a social media dispute. The trio pleaded guilty to third-degree murder for both and will spend decades in prison. They say all three, along with several other members, were responsible for multiple shootings and carjackings throughout 2021 and 2022. Last summer, the feds indicted other members of the Big Naughty Gang and a subset group for additional crimes. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania's junior senator, Republican Dave McCormick, has been on the job for 2 months now. He took some time to sit down with KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwer to talk about the state of affairs in Washington.
Dave McCormick says it's an honor to represent Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate.
It's particularly a big deal at this moment because it's hard to imagine a more consequential time where there's so much changing.
Asked if he's concerned about executive overreach, McCormick says he agrees with President Donald Trump. Any disputes over executive power should be resolved in the courts, adding he supports the president's efforts.
I think the president is very aware of the system of checks and balances and respects it. At the same time, he's made a lot of promises. He's trying to get a lot of things done.
McCormick says any attempts to rein in federal spending have to be bold and cannot be done incrementally. He says he's met with Elon Musk and feels the transparency around the DOGE effort allows for constant feedback to correct any missteps, using the example of layoffs at the Department of Agriculture during the bird flu epidemic.
Ideally, you wouldn't have wanted that to happen, but it did happen, and the key is that you got a quick response and you correct any mistakes, and I think you're going to see that getting better and better with time.
McCormick says he'll stand up to any cuts to Medicare and Social Security benefits, but supports aggressively cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Monday marked the start of high school girls' flag football season in Philly public schools, the first ever in the city as a fully sanctioned high school sport. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there.
Four teams took the field at Lincoln High School for a doubleheader. Lincoln versus Rush Arts, followed by Northeast High versus Philly Academy Charter. Jimmy Lynch, the executive director of athletics for the School District of Philadelphia, says the sunshine and warm weather made for a perfect kickoff.
This is our fourth year now as a public league sport. Took a lot of while getting it up and going, but just seeing the expansion and the growth over the last couple of years, going to be exciting to see these ladies play, obviously with the game opener day, but also throughout the season.
The Eagles helped bring girls flag football alive in the state, forming the Eagles Girls Flag League in 2022, alongside a league run by the Steelers. Both leagues formed enough teams and schools for the PIAA to recognize the sport as fully sanctioned. PAC's player, junior Lauren Crooks, says it's about time.
Personally, I think it's about time. About time we recognize. You know, we've been doing it, but finally we get the spotlight on us.
Irv Sigler was on the sideline watching his daughter play on the Rush Arts team.
I just feel happy for my daughter to have the opportunity to, you know, explore these chances.
Ruth Onyekwulu, the head coach of Lincoln's team, was hopeful after her team blew out Rush Arts.
The whole is to build. You know, this win was definitely good, and just to get better. You know, we want to make the playoffs this year.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.